The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Welcome to Guys We Fuck,
the anti-slut shaming podcast.
Yo, you haven't said?
I'm Christina Hutchins.
I'm Corinne Fisher.
And I'm your boyfriend. Bring us your slutty, your horny, and your shame.
Hey, you a slut?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's talk about fucking.
Hello, fuckers. How you doing? Where you been? Get hydrated and welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It's the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. I'm Corinne Fisher.
I'm Christina Hutchinson.
Welcome to the show.
You want
to
email us? Sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com. Today's subject line, football ruined my sex life and I'm gay. In all caps. Hey, Corinne, Christina, and Mike. I've been listening to Guys We Fucked on and off since I was in high school and have loved y'all since. A 25-year-old gay man, I really enjoyed hearing y'all talk about masculinity a few months ago. But to get on to why I'm writing, my boyfriend and I have been dating for a little over a year now. He's 31, but our coming out dates line up, so we are about the same age in gay years. We moved in with each other in November, and everything has been going extremely well. I feel like we balance each other out very well. He's extremely extroverted and brings me out of my shell, and I ground him when he needs it. The one thing that has fallen off in recent months is the sex. A little over a year? Okay. When we first started dating, we were having sex all the time, and it was amazing. I understand that sex in a relationship comes and goes, but I can't help but notice that the sex came to a screeching halt when football season started. We went from having sex at least 2 to 3 times a week to having sex once every 4 to 5 weeks, if I was lucky. Oh, it has been about 5 months of this and I'm going crazy. The few times we have had sex since football started, I made myself finish, but he has not come once. Additionally, most of the times we have sex, at least he is drunk. I love blowing him, but he is even in... But I love blowing him, but he isn't even in the mood for me to suck his dick. Every time I try to initiate sex, he is not, quote, not in the mood and just says that his sex drive goes up and down. And I'm very understanding and do not push him. But at this point, I have stopped initiating at all.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we are out with friends, he will tell me, quote, maybe we will have sex tonight. But I have stopped getting my hopes up for that as well. Oh, that sucks that he says that and then doesn't. That sucks. I love him so much. And we have had conversations about how I am feeling, but he always says the same. Quote, I'm just not in the mood. I've told him that sex is not everything, but it is a big part of how I like to express my love and how I see love shown to me. He promises he is not cheating on me, but I have told him that for me, it would be so much worse for him to stop liking me altogether than to cheat on me. I've had exes in the past just leave me without giving a better reason than they did not like me anymore. Neither of us want to open our relationship, so I masturbate a lot on my days off. But even still, I watch porn and sometimes I just want to be touched like that by him. Yeah, of course. He's your partner. As football season draws to a close, he jokes saying that we will start having sex again. But I'm nervous that he is just, bless you. I'm nervous that he is just not interested in me anymore. And my own theory is that he's genuinely so invested in football. Go Birds. Oh, hell yeah. Go Birds. That it exhausts him. Oh, God, he's an Eagles fan, too. That's even more all consuming. that it exhausts him or that he is not interested in me anymore. How do I get him to want to have sex with me? The only thing I have learned that will get him turned on is if we have someone staying with us or we are staying with someone else. I think that slight exhibitionism turns him on, but I can't make that scenario happen just like that. Any advice would be amazing. Thank you. Love y'all. Attached a photo as well that I think perfectly depicts who we both are. I already know we're alike because call us a stereotype. He's okay. Got it.
Yeah, it was clear. It was clear that the one who liked football was on the left.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are cute.
Yeah.
It's so funny when couples look alike.
The problem is football season is incredibly long and happens every year. So is this going to I'm guessing this is your first football season that you're going through together?
Yeah, because you've been together for a little over a year. So it must be. Yeah, I'm curious.
Can he prove that it's football?
That's, he can. I feel like he's just like grasping at straws here. And
well, it seems like they talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, but I can't tell if his partner was being serious or not. I thought he was just joking. If you guys are out and he's like, maybe we'll have sex later, and then you don't, that's a cruel fucking joke. Okay,
but you've never been out and then you're horny and you feel like you're gonna want to have sex when you get home, and then you get home and you're like, no, I just want to go to bed.
No.
Oh, I was like, that's like me every day, like cleaning my apartment or doing something. I'm like, I'm always like, when I'm out in the streets, I always feel like I want to do all these things when I get home. And then when I get home, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do any of these things. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just sex specific. It's any of those things.
Mm. Yeah.
But you're on the high, especially if like he's out and drinking. Like sometimes it's the alcohol talking. It's not him talking. And then you get home and you're kind of like tired, especially because you're 25 and he's 31. 31's a little early to be getting that tired, but it starts creeping in.
Yeah. There's so many, like I'm thinking back to our conversation with the urologist about like, there's so many reasons, you know, getting turned on, getting hard, staying hard and coming are all different systems and they're impacted by completely different things. So I would say, how's his diet? How's his self-esteem? You know what I mean? Because if you're feeling shitty about yourself, I think that would not make you want to have sex with your partner. That's one of the reasons.
I also think this is a little gameplay, but you know, you have to do what you have to do and you're 25. So who the hell cares as far as like game playing? But like, I think try making yourself a little less available, right? It seems like you're probably being very accommodating, being overly nice, wanting to talk about a lot. I don't think those things are helpful.
Be a little aloof.
Yeah. Yeah. Be less available. Be less like, what can I do for you? And just like, don't be home.
Yeah. Because I got to say, that's what works. I am somebody, if the sex isn't happening in my relationship and we're in like an off period, it drives me a little nuts. But I have trained myself to... I mean, I can't train myself to not care, but I just focus on other things. You take that energy and you focus on other things. But at the same time, you keep an eye on it. You check in with yourself and just say, how long is this lasting? You know, you make observations and then you assess how you want to move forward later. Because it's only been a year. So
right. But if the pattern continues where it's like these 4 to 5 week gaps, that's way too long. And then you just have to break up with him. You know, instead of sitting around, it seems like you're like sitting around worrying about, is he going to leave me? Well, you're the one who's unhappy.
Yeah.
If it goes on for a long period of time and you've talked about it and nothing changes, you leave him.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You can do that too.
Yep.
I don't know why people don't think about that.
2 to 3 times a week is like perfect. If you're living together, it's perfect.
Well, that was when he was like saying that it was at its height.
No.
You know?
Right. That's true.
It went to every 4 to 5 weeks, which is a very long amount of time.
Once a month is not. Nope. Yeah.
No, and that's a really long. That's a
You're 25, so your sex drive is still. But 31. Yeah. It's not old.
It shouldn't be that low. Something else is happening. And like, maybe maybe it worked out so that he can use football season as an excuse. Yeah. Or maybe he really is genuinely that invested in how his team's playing. It can be possible. And also I'm guessing like he's drinking a lot more during football season. Yeah. Right. So
beer.
That definitely affects, or can definitely affect how your dick is performing.
Also. Yeah. You said additionally, most of the times we have sex, at least he is drunk. That I'm curious about. What does that mean? Like, what's behind that? Because it could be just, well, no, he's the one who's 31. Because I'm like, in your 20s, yeah, a lot of times you have drunk sex. But
it sounds like he might just be depressed too, drinking a lot and you don't want to fuck. Like, is he just depressed? Did he fall into a depression?
Yeah. Well, the birds that make it to the bowl this year. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But then he's got to get a handle on it so that a football team doesn't cause his mood to sway.
Yeah. You know? And then
that's a little weird.
Yeah.
Birds were good this year, though.
They were good, but they didn't make it to the bowl.
Yeah, but they never usually don't make it to the bowl.
They did that one time we watched it at your house and they failed miserably.
Last year.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Two teams make it to the bowl. There's 32 teams in the league.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Just get invested is all. You want to climb the greased up poles in Philadelphia.
That's true. That's a good point.
Now you want something to live for. In Philly, there's not much. Birds, wawa. Cool. Guys, if you're in Los Angeles, we added a late show on Valentine's Day. It's Wednesday, February 14th. Corinne Fisher and myself are doing Guys We Fucked the Experience at 10:30 p.m. in the main room at the Comedy Store. Look, it's L.A. It's been raining. Y'all got a lot of rain lately. A lot of rain, like floody rain. So it's not like I'm not going to call you a pussy for going, oh, no, it's missed. Like, it's, I hope you're all OK. But get those Valentine's Day plans in. You know, if you're a dude and your chick listens to the show, take her to the 10:30 show. If you're in the L.A. area, she's going to be surprised and she's going to love it.
Yeah, it's time. Lock in those plans, guys. If you're still waiting, nothing's going to happen. It's time. We're recording this on February 5th.
Yeah,
It's time to lock it and load it. Otherwise, you're going to end up on your couch alone watching Bridget Jones's Diary, and we don't want that for you.
That's fun, but you could do that any day.
Yeah.
Like, love yourself on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, come to the show. And then, of course, New York City, our next Guys We Fucked Experience show in the city at the MasterCard Midnight Theater is Thursday, March 7th at 7 p.m. And at that show, you will be seeing Eric in his first live debut. Performance.
Yes.
With wow. Guys We Fucked.
Yes, his debut, his live debut with Guys We
How does that
we
make
fucked.
You feel, Mike? Oh, look at Mike's face. He doesn't like
look
it.
Look at how quickly Eric hopped into the live shows.
I mean,
we need the third person.
Yeah.
Right. I got
wow.
You.
Okay. There's maybe we should have an element where they duel on stage.
Yeah, a dance off or a lip sync battle.
Oh my goodness. All right.
Or so, maybe like 6 months from now we'll have Mike make an appearance and we're like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm sure that's what the audience will say.
They like
they might.
You.
Yeah. They might.
Okay. All right. Jesus Christ.
So come to that Thursday, March 7th. MasterCard Midnight Theater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then if you're listening to this, if you're a Luminary subscriber, you're listening to this the week it comes out, February 9th and 10th, I am headlining Bananas Comedy Club in New Jersey with John Campanelli featuring. And then March 22nd and 23rd, I'll be in Springfield, Missouri, headlining the Blue Room. So come on down. I also have a solo podcast, The Voices in Our Heads, that comes out every Monday on Mikey's podcast network that opens very soon, Slipback
right.
Studios.
Really been teasing it for a long
away.
Time. He's edging us.
Yeah. When it comes so hard, when
we're
it finally happens.
By the time this will be heard publicly, we'll be up and running.
Wow. Wow.
There we go.
Big day.
And I have a Patreon that you can join and do group therapy with me once a week where we just talk about whatever you want. And then my debut stand-up comedy album, Good Girl Barbara, is available to stream on iHeartRadio or Spotify or to listen to purchase on iTunes. Or if you're a SiriusXM gal or guy, to listen to the comedy channels because I'm on there too. Goodbye.
And then if you want to listen to my podcast, Without a Country, it is available every Wednesday on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. It usually comes on YouTube about 9 p.m. Easter Standard Time or whatever, really, Mike Harrington decides to upload it. Sometimes he forgets and then goes, but I'm a new dad. I go, okay.
No excuse.
But the show is really good. Last week, we talked a lot about the death penalty, some interesting things happening with the death penalty, including different new ways to kill people, basically using a human as a guinea pig with a gas that we've never used to kill someone before.
Oh, yes.
And just watching them shake and convulse, like pretty inhumane things happening in the world around us that I don't really see a ton of people talking about in the way that I think we should be
Was
talking
that
about
Alabama?
It.
Alabama?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes. You know, it's the usual suspects.
Right.
And then additionally, we're getting really into this Joe Biden, Donald Trump presidential race. Obviously, you know, if Joe Biden passes away or decides not to run, there is a little Michelle Obama talk. So this is going on. We're kind of keeping an eye on that. But it definitely looks like Donald Trump is running for president again. And I got to be honest, I think has a pretty good chance of winning this election. So yes, you're going to want to get your knowledge in every week leading up to that election. And then if you want to see me live, I'm announcing a big tour soon. But right now, what I can tell you is, you know, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C., at the DC Comedy Loft February 29th through March 2nd. And make sure to come to and get those tickets. Those tickets have been on sale for a while. So lock it, load it, lock it in, come to the show. That's it. I don't know. I don't know how many other ways are there to promote the same thing over and over again. At a certain point, you're just like, come, don't come. I don't know. I'll be there.
Right. Nothing new for the audience.
I'll be there.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
You guys, imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Well, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. What? The best part is Quince items are all priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I freaking love that for everybody involved. I love Quince. You can get so many items on there. Their sweaters are so soft. I have this beautiful hunter green purse that I carry around all the time. I always get compliments on it. And I'm like, guys, it's from Quince, okay? It looks really bougie. Oh, I love it so much. Indulge in affordable luxury, guys. Go to quince.com/GWF for free shipping on your order and 365 days returns. That's quince.com, quince.com/GWF to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/GWF. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing right now? Is it drained? You know, we wake up in the morning, we have a tank of gas, and then the tank gets depleted over the day. And therapy can really help with that, okay? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery or your gas tank. I love therapy. I'm a huge advocate for it. Getting stuff off your chest alone is really helpful. But when you're talking to a licensed therapist that can actually give you tips and tricks and homework, it just makes it all the more better. And honestly, your friends will appreciate you not bugging them all the time. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief survey and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you could switch therapists every time because therapy, finding a therapist, it's like dating. They're not all going to work out. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/guys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/guys.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
All right.
How are you?
I'm good. Let me see what I was thinking about this week. Yeah, I don't know. I've been trying this new thing where there's so much negative commentary online, and I don't really spend a ton of time online. But, you know, I do like my celebrity gossip. And when you go in the comments section on all these like celebrity gossip posts, they are just riddled with the most terrible things you could ever write about somebody. And I know most of these celebrities aren't reading these, but it's just bad energy out in the air. So I've just been stopping by and writing nice things about celebrities.
That's nice.
Mostly female celebrities.
Like reviews.
Like for instance, last night after the Grammys, people were going on and on about how Blue Ivy was showing cleavage in her dress. And how it was inappropriate for a 12-year-old,
ew,
all this stuff. And I was just like,
so commenting on a 12-year-old's cleavage.
That's what I said. I said, guys, I was like, the weird thing that's happening here is not what her dress looked like. It's that the fact that a bunch of adults are sitting around on the internet talking about a 12-year-old's boobies. I was like, are we going to start her having shame about her body at age 12? I was like, you know, because they were saying like, oh, she's promoting her boobs. I say, she's not promoting her boobs.
Oh,
she is having boobs. She has breasts and they are on her body. And she chose not to put layers of cloth around them and then just have them in a dress.
Right.
I thought she looked fucking awesome. She looked way cooler than any of these people will probably ever look in their entire lives. She was on stage supporting her dad. And also, like, for someone like her, she actually does read the comments because that's why she redid, she practiced her dancing.
That's why she did
so
Beyonce's
much.
Entire tour. She was only going to do one show and then she saw the negative comments and she's like, I'll fucking show you.
Child. Insane. Really insane behavior. That's just one example, but it's constant. Like, you know, people do it with Taylor Swift all the time. People do it with Miley Cyrus. I saw people were doing it with like Noah Cyrus, who I love because Noah Cyrus is a little weird and definitely dresses really strange. Also has a fucking banging body though. And I'm just tired of people constantly commenting on what people should or should not do, or, you know, people going on and on about how Taylor's hair always looks bad at the football games.
Who gives a fuck? It's windy and cold.
Literally, maybe it's also like one moment of her life where she doesn't have to think about her hair and it's freeing to her.
Yeah.
Get a life, everybody. Get a life. And
I
also
wonder, like,
it's
what
just, like,
that gives the person who comments that
stuff. They just feel bad about themselves because I always look on the profiles. It's rarely a hot person saying it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just someone trying to make their, put a stamp on in the world that is never going to have a stamp on the world.
Yeah. They see negatively affecting people as any, that's fine. They'll take it.
Yeah. It's just sad. So I guess the lesson to learn from this is, like, if you're going to leave a negative comment about someone you've never met, you don't know, you really don't know what the inner workings of their life are, maybe take a second and stop and go, what am I getting out of leaving this comment?
Yeah.
What is the purpose of me leaving this comment?
Am I adding to the trash of the internet?
It just makes no sense to me. It just makes no sense. Who has the fucking time?
I get like every once in a while I'll come by a post and I'm like, oh, fuck this. And I'll want to, like, and then before I leave the comment, I go, is this just adding? Is this going to do anything? No. And I don't post it.
Yeah.
There we go. That's what you can do.
So you don't know these people, guys. It's sad that you think you know them. You don't know them. Yeah. I don't know them. You don't know them. None of us know them.
Nope. And that's why all these people can project on them.
Well, not to mention half these celebrities are playing us all so hard. Like, they don't have a curated, manipulated way. Don't you think, like, sometimes they're doing things to get a reaction out of us? Like, it's the structure is just so much bigger than us. Like, we think we know what's going on. We have no idea what's going on at this level. We have no idea.
Celebrities with aliens with all of it.
We have no idea. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been trying to, so I want to prep on, there's this like 4-day cleanse on that Woman Code book that I'm reading. Mm. And so I want to prep before I go on it. I did not realize how much sugar I take in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. A chai latte. I would have a chai latte.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And a croissant every morning from this cafe and everything croissant. So delicious. Because, you know, when I wake up, I just want to fucking eat right away. And I want my biggest meals usually breakfast. But I stopped doing that. Just that one thing is why I eat pretty healthy throughout the day. But oh my God, my personality's different. I'm like
better
Jesus
or worse.
Christ, better.
Oh,
more,
really?
More clear headed. A little more tired, but I'm also dealing with being sick. But and my head hurts, but that's because sick, not the sugar.
Didn't feel a drop off when you went off that much sugar?
I felt a drop off.
Oh,
because sure.
I was like, usually, like that, you'll feel like the sadness or anger of like almost like you're going into ketosis. I mean, I'm sure you're not anywhere near ketosis, but
yeah, I did feel like a cranky, like when the times that I've quit smoking, like that, I truly got super, super fucking violently cranky. So a little bit of that, but nothing too crazy. But it made me, the amount of sugar that you're supposed to eat in a day and the amount of sugar that you actually eat a lot of times are just so drastically different. You're like, oh my God, I've been fucking poisoning myself.
Well, you don't need any sugar. You can go complete without sugar.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can get it from, you know, fruits. If you're going to get it from, I'm trying to just get it from fruits and stuff, but it's tough. You just have to cook for yourself basically. But my God, I didn't realize. And it's such I feel lighter without the sugar. It's wild how much of an impact that makes. And I've heard people say, like, sugar is poison. It's more poisonous than, like, hard drugs, which I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But the effects are wild.
I think white sugar is,
yeah, it's,
like,
it's
unnatural
processed sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah, all the processed sugar. Like, fruit, whatever. You know, you could, of course, you can go into a diabetic coma with eating only fruit. But, processed sugar. Trying to cut it out just slowly because I knew that's a tough one to give up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it feels great when you go without it. But then there's a certain point that I usually get to when I'm doing keto, where I'm repulsed by the sugar, even the smell of like a piece of candy is like disgusting. But then after a certain while, you're like, nah, I miss it. I'm going back. You know, not hardcore.
Ketosis is when your liver is making, it's getting energy from your actual body, your organs, instead of the sugar that you're putting into it, right?
I actually can't explain to you right now because I haven't done it in a while. But all I know is like, you know, your body knows. You smell, your pee, you know.
Yeah. It's wild. Know. Managing what you put into your body food wise, like, and really kind of getting strict with it. Oof. Yeah. I'm really surprised at all the internal changes. Very surprised. Well, that's where I'm at. But I'm not surprised that our guest was here.
Our neurotic angel.
What an intro.
That was good.
Like, that was like Kristen Wiig on the plane in Bridesmaids.
Transition. Oh my good God.
He's such a dear friend of ours. He saves dogs. He trains dogs. He makes you laugh on stage. You've heard him here before. He's back for his second return. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Justin Silver.
Silver lune pensée. Parallèle où ton rire résonne toujours dans mes oreilles. Qui veut m'habiter? Toutes tes plus grandes peurs, elles ont quitté mon corps, devenu planète abandonnée, perdue dans l'air du temps.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Guys, we are here with our dear friend and stand-up comedian and saver and trainer of dogs, Justin Silver.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome back. I'm so glad to be back.
It's so nice to have somebody on that just, it's like,
did you just correct my intro to you on the show?
You're moody with me today. Not at all. I'm saying it's so good to be back. I recollect you saying you don't have repeat guests.
That was old us. Now we're kind of just doing the thing where we have our friends on a lot because every other podcast does that. We're sick of interviewing people we don't like.
I'm still glad to be back.
Yes,
lovely ladies. What's up?
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little under-rested. I'm trying to get off these fucking sleeping pills.
Okay.
So wait, so you have not taken a sleeping pill, so you didn't get a lot of sleep last night?
I did not take a sleeping pill, so I did not get a lot of sleep last night.
Okay. What is this? I've never taken a proper sleeping pill.
You've taken like a Xanax?
No.
And you never taken an Ambien?
No.
You've never taken a Lunesta?
No.
You've never taken all three at the same time?
Listing I'm a medicine not a downer. Girl.
You ain't living.
I'm an uppers gal. I don't take downers.
Yeah. I run anxious, so.
Yeah.
I'm never going to have good sleep hygiene.
Okay.
You know, sleep hygiene.
Sleep, you know, like sleep yes. hygiene. They're like, yeah. Put your, like, you know, start to wind down, no yeah. screens, get the
low
phone
light.
Out. All the shit.
Yeah.
When I was in LA, things automatically, it was like my circadian rhythm was just, I didn't have to do anything. It was like in bed, asleep by 11, up at 7, boom. Because especially, because that's like how
LA
that culture
time.
Is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here, I'm like, me and Corinne will be DMing it on Instagram at like fucking 4 o'clock in the morning.
But sometimes. I like that. That works for me. So you, because you always talk about how much you hate New York. And I'm like, I don't understand. Just move to LA. No one's stopping you.
Mm-mm. You know what?
Someone's stopping
you.
No one's stopping me.
Via my therapist's suggestion. She's like, I choose to live in New York. I don't have to. You have to change your wording. It's like, I choose to live here. It's true. Listen, I sacrifice for like,
perspective.
I sacrifice for the things that I love to do and the art that I like to do that is just like more at my fingertips here.
Also, you have a great apartment.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So do you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. All great. Oh, wow. It's a great apartment club.
But yeah. No, I didn't sleep that great last night. So I'm working on it.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? How's your dating?
It's been.
Are you dating anybody? Are you seeing anybody?
I should be.
Oh, my God.
No.
Is that what your mother says?
No, I like should be.
Can you explain why should you be?
Here's why I should be. Because I'm not that, I've been so much less motivated to. I've talked to you both about this in private. Yeah. I've been so much less motivated to. And
why is that?
I think it's a combination of things. I think it's like, first of all, I remember hitting, like I'm older than I look. I remember hitting this point in age. I'm not saying this number on here. I remember hitting this point in age where I was
you're worse than a chick.
I'm not worse than a chick. I'm about the same as a chick and half a gay guy. That's okay. I think that's an accurate appraisal of what.
Okay.
No, I hit this thing where I was like, dudes are so like driven by sex to the point where it's like it's burdensome. Like a man's horniness is a fucking burdensome thing. Twenties or and then I hit this point where it kind of dropped off.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like I would take this 1,000 times.
I would take this
every time. Not that I'm like, not that my sex, I don't have one. It's just like it's significantly dropped off. And I was like, this is such a better mental state.
You're clarity. Not
yeah, the things that I would do, like
what?
You, what does everybody do to fucking get laid? It was like I remember when like you
lie.
Know, like I don't
cheat.
I've never done any of those things. I've never done any of those things.
You never cheated?
We've talked about this. I've never cheated.
Okay,
well,
you have to say it on the air because the listeners don't know
that I've never cheated.
What we've
I'm saying the amount of time I would spend like on dating apps, sending messages. It's like a game.
Yeah,
yeah. It just like drives you, and then it's like the things that I would do at like fuck, like it's Tuesday night. Like of course I'll go meet this person at like whatever bar and stay up. Like you just like go to the ends of the earth for it. Like you're so sex driven,
right?
And then it like kind of dropped off, which is like more comfortable, but.
Do you miss it?
No, is what I'm saying. Nice. Like, I don't. Like, I think this to me feels like what normal should feel like.
Ah, yeah.
It's so fascinating how much time men do spend, especially in their 20s, trying to fuck and how much they still accomplish in the workspace.
No. How?
Well, I guess they just cut out the part where they're good people.
Yeah, that part. Also, they don't got to get ready.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
Well,
when you're fucking,
Justin's getting ready. Some of us do.
Yeah, but you're getting ready in our routine and your routine different times.
Yeah.
I've been in a hotel room with Justin when he was getting ready, and honestly, it took a while.
I don't think
I was like airboxing though.
Listen,
and
yeah.
then like
also, by the way, there was another day where I didn't sleep and I was a little bit fucking delirious when we were in
Gangfest.
We were in Vegas.
Maybe you should take those sleeping pills.
Well, I got to the point where I have to take so many of them now. They're like
so many.
Yeah, because like they just stop working at a certain point.
Oh,
like,
your body, he's built like, up a tolerance right. to the drugs.
Someone's gonna have to shoot me with a fucking elephant tranquilizer. Like I just can't.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But no, you're right. You're right. It is. But I think that's what drives men to be successful anyway. Like you think about
getting pussy.
I mean, this is like so biology 101.
Yeah, you know, when I was walking into the building today, a homeless man was like, "I'll pay you $1,000 to eat your pussy," and he was like 80, and I was like, "Whoa,
wow, that's like a I gotta go, double but win right there."
Well, how does he have $1,000?
He doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't.
But it would be great if you like, show me the money, and then we'll talk.
This old ass dude who doesn't have a home, just worried about eating pussy.
If he was, really, if it was just like show me your tits, I'd 100% say like, I think you should do this.
You'd show it for free, right?
Yeah. A homeless guy, just one titty.
That's philanthropy.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. Yeah.
Show me titty, whatever.
Yeah, I'd be into that. I'm like,
Times Square is too clean these days. I must be real disappointed.
You're a bit,
I don't care
What's
anymore.
The opposite of the voyeur? The person who likes to be seen?
Oh, I like that too.
What's the opposite of someone who likes to be seen?
Voyeur is the
Tom?
Person who likes to watch. What's Keeping the other Tom? Thing? No. The other thing was I'm exhibitionist. You're a bit exhibitionist-y.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I am too.
But not as much anymore.
No, but I do like walking around like naked in like a big hotel window.
Yeah,
I'll keep the windows wide open.
In the window. Yeah. With my ass
I would love
almost
somebody.
Against the window.
Totally. Like windows open. Yeah, I would like to be watched like
whoever
that.
Wants to see it, have at it.
Do you
in my head, only hot people are watching.
Nothing. What? Do you ever feel that way?
That I want to have
I just want to get like the other guy's perspective on that. Like you enjoy being like if like you're in a hotel room, you're naked, like you'd want the windows open. And if someone was to see you like across the building, you'd be like into that or no?
I don't know. I'll tell you this. I don't know that it's something that I'm into necessarily, but there's construction going on right across from my like
you getting catcalled?
No, I'm not getting catcalled, but like I walk around naked in my apartment and whether the shades are open or not, like I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
And it is all guys. It's not like it's like women care. on the job like building the extension of this
you don't
apartment.
Know that,
did they
bitch?
Offer you $1,000 to eat your buzzy or no?
I wish. God. We'd be doing business.
We don't pay him
like,
here.
Just like
he
that.
Works for free.
Yeah.
So,
he donates his time.
To answer your question.
Yes.
This is what made me nervous. I was like, listen, man, like you're getting older and like you should make, like I want companionship. Like I don't like really want like.
You don't
I don't,
fest?
I don't, no, I don't really give a
you
shit.
Hold
I don't really
hand.
Give a shit anymore. No, I really like, I want like companionship. I'm like the only person in my family not married or without kids. Not that I want to have kids or not. Not that.
Yeah,
but I'm
like, I was like, do all the people in your family have great marriages that you aspire to have?
I don't know anybody who has like perfect. There's a few people I know who you're like, they like, have like great marriages. So
yeah,
it's
like
not,
a lovely love.
Yes. It's not necessarily that. It's like companionship and sharing your life. Like I had like beautiful Brutus who was like, I'm like, oh, you want to like share this? Like you guys both come over. We hang out. I'm like,
yeah,
I like
I
when
I,
like there's like a connection I have. That I have like with so many of my female friends that I'm like, all right, it would be nice if like, you know, you stuck your thing in their things.
Right.
With one of these. So.
But
I was like,
sell.
But I have to like force myself. I have to like force myself to do dating apps. I'm like, you have to like put some work in on this.
But have you ever tried not putting any work into it and seeing what happens?
Yeah, but I feel like, yeah, of course. Like then
I've did
the,
that
the
once
majority-
and then it was crickets for a year, but you know.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. We hung out a lot.
The majority of how I've met people has always been like we do social things.
Yeah.
Everything we do is social. So we meet a ton of people, but I'm just like, I don't go out as much as I've simmered down a little bit, which is like, I feel like here's what it is. It's like, there's like a trade-off. There's like a graph here where you're like, because I've simmered down a little bit and I'm not running around, I'm not so out and about, the amount of people I'm going to meet running around being out and about is less. So you're going to have to do something else to supplement that.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like like my testosterone injections, but of vajuj.
Of the zhuzh?
Vajuj. You don't ever call vajuj?
My pussy?
Yeah.
No, I call like that's my pussy.
No, I know that. It's very harsh. I'm saying like
harsh.
Your vajuj is like a little bit.
It's French.
Yeah, it could be.
It's like saying tarjay.
Yes. Instead of target?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You never heard
women
that?
Women call it tarjay.
No.
Because it's so expensive. No, right. It's just, you know, it's fancy. So yeah, it's interesting. Like aging, some people, we were talking about this earlier, like I think men like it less than women. Men have a harder time with aging than women do. Society would paint the picture that women have a harder time because we aren't fuckable, but we don't actually think that.
Wait, who?
We feel great.
All of our male friends are having a harder time with aging than we are.
I don't think I'm having sort of a hard time with aging because I'm not physically aging that much.
No.
So I don't think I'm having a hard time with that.
I think it's more like the mental grasp of it.
Yeah.
But that's also part of it. You're like, you're like, holy. Like,
but you don't feel like you're physically aging?
I am, but I'm not physically
athletic than you used to be.
So this is what I was just going to say. I was like, the aches and pains in my body just from like fitness and stuff and what I have to like, those things are different. there's like a tiredness in it. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, we just did Funny for Fido, my charity event. Yeah. I'm sure like Karun's mentioned on it, right? Mm-hmm. So we just did Funny for Fido. And like some of my friends from camp came.
Yeah.
Like my Jewish sleepaway camp friends. I'm like, you look like old fucking Jews, man.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm like,
yeah.
And I'm
like, you couldn't, like, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
You I guess look like
a,
I
shout out. Like, thanks for coming to my really expensive charity event.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? I was just okay, dude, this is like.
Oh, yeah. City people age slower.
Do they?
And, yeah. I think so.
And it's also like if they're married and have kids, they're going to look older because it's a lot of work.
Yeah. My sisters, like every year, they age like dogs. They age like, yeah, we do. There's like a freedom. So
we can stay up till 5.
But wait, what was the thing? Wait, you said that you were having this discussion or what, your research?
We were talking about
this?
How like,
what?
It's our assessment.
You know, it's kind of like society's little trope that women like, don't tell him your age, ladies. He's going to think you're too old to fuck or whatever. And it's like, it's actually not like we don't feel that way. Like women feel like we're feeling great as we get older.
Some do, some don't.
Yeah.
I think I'm surrounded
by a lot of women that are older, like in their 40s. I have some female friends that are in their 50s and they feel great. They don't look in their 50s.
You're also different than the average, both of you. The average woman is like, you're these like successful artists who do things on their own terms. Like
fun.
You're the, and you live in New York. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
you're
not so like, I was gonna say, like a city.
I think millennials
city,
as a group, they'll feel pretty young.
Yeah.
They are pretty young.
I think Gen Z feels older than us.
Well, that was just like an article that came out recently that Gen Z feels like they're aging like milk that was going viral the other day.
Really?
Yeah. That was in the article. I was just telling you, like just the article
about
I said
promoting
about
yourself?
About promoting yourself, like artists promoting yourself and that whole thing. And they talk about, you know, of course it goes into like, how Gen Z feels in their stress and their anxiety. Like,
yeah.
Well, because Gen Z has, it feels like they have the burden of all our mistakes on their shoulders. But every youngest generation
yeah.
has that.
Wait, right. What mistakes where did we fuck up? The environment?
Among other things.
Oh, I thought you were asking where your parents fucked up. I was like, Christina, have you talked to them?
Yeah. That's why they're blocked on my phone. No, but like, what did millennials do that was so fucked up?
But millennials wouldn't have had kids yet, really. Oh, no, my sisters have kids. That's millennial.
What are you talking about? Millennials definitely would have kids. I'm literally 38 years old. It's almost too late to have kids.
Yeah, millennials
kids,
almost
those
can't kids, have
kids. Those kids would be in single digits right now for the most part.
Yeah,
so they're not like totally depressed yet.
Yeah. Well, I think that, our generation, like, I think was the first one to not really have kids and get married. I mean, I know that's city life too, but it seems like even now the Midwest is like, just because I'm 23 doesn't mean I'm going to get hitched.
Yeah.
You know, like people are getting married later in life, which is cool.
I think it is cool.
But companionship is nice. Like, what do you like about companionship?
There's these nice things in my life that I love being alone. Like I love things on my own terms. Like,
yeah.
Listen, the same apartment that we were just talking about, I've lived with my ex-girlfriends in there and I've been like,
oh, you have?
Yeah. I live with my ex-girlfriend Erin in there, who was like at that event that you met.
Okay.
And I was just like, okay, the difficulty of like someone's just basic living habits in like still an 800 square foot, one bedroom where you're like, all right, we have to share this bath. Like those things make me fucking nuts.
Me too.
That's why I'm going to renew my lease again and not move in with Colin because I'm like,
but you live next door, which is
perfect home.
It's perfect.
You have your perfect home. It's boyish. It's like gentlemanly. Mine is super girly and there's pink flowers everywhere. I don't want to combine.
Who's the guy who wrote there's this book. God damn it. But he writes this character where he's like, it's this true crime book. And like, he has this relationship where it's like, they get married in it. And their thing is like, she's like, you keep your apartment. I'll keep mine. We'll just keep things the way they are.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I ever thought like, wait a second, you can have a copacetic relationship like that where you don't drive each other fucking crazy for the sound of their breathing because there's enough like space. There's enough space to like be your own self.
Yeah. And I think that like a romantic partner, like to me is such a precious thing. And I had a boss a while back. I've talked about like, she treated her partner, she had a boyfriend, and she just treated him like he was very special. Like their relationship was really special. And I remember witnessing it a lot. And I was like, wow, you're different around him, but like in a really good way. Like you save the best of yourself for him. Not that you're shitty in work or anything, but like you just have like a lovely thing. And I'm like, I would hate to, I don't want to foster an environment where I could potentially be bitter and hate the way you breathe.
Yeah,
and I think it's inevitable when you're living with somebody, no matter how great they are.
Especially in an apartment.
That's what I'm saying. Bukowski wrote that. He wrote the first 6 months of a relationship were the best.
He was beating the shit out of women regardless. That guy's an asshole.
Yes, Bukowski, he's a psychopath. Damn, but he's right. He goes, the first 6 months of a relationship are the best. And then it's endless revealing. and unraveling.
No, well, I don't like the unraveling. I like the revealing. But yeah, you can't not get sick of.
I just, yeah. And like, that's
why. And like, your home is so beautiful.
I appreciate that. Like, I do, I was just like, to me, also a lot of relationship, like, I'm not, so much of it also has to do with like, I think with men, like, so much of the way you feel about yourself, also relationship wise, is tied to your success and tied to, and tied to your career.
For women too, though.
I think so too. But like, I think men, like, historically more.
Yeah. I think men, it doesn't really have any bearing on my work, whether I'm in a relationship or not. When I'm in a relationship, maybe I'm more tired. So I have to like really like prioritize work in my head. Whereas when I'm by myself, I can just kind of do it, you know, at five in the morning, a little at five in the morning, a little at three in the morning. But the work ethic is there regardless.
Yeah. I'm
so interested by people who like yearn for companionship. I just don't have
it. I'm not yearning for it. What I'm saying is I'm not like yearning for
it's
it.
It's fine. To but you. I love I'm telling companionship.
You, I know you do. I'm not saying I'm yearning for it. I'm like, this,
it'd be nice.
This is important. And it's like, this is something worth paying a little bit of attention to, a little more than I have been, because you're like, it'll just work out. Like, I am comfortable by myself.
But seemingly, you're open to companionship without, like, the fire. And that, to me, is
say
so...
What?
Companionship, like a companionship that was like fun and comfortable, but like without like the fire of like this, you're like, you don't have to be like wildly sexually attracted to the person. I could never live with someone unless I wanted to fuck their brains
out. That's exactly, so I feel the exact same way.
Yeah, to me, companionship implies that like you are sexually attracted to the person.
I couldn't,
I'm saying like from what Justin's told me.
No, I could. That
you would just be comfortable having like a nice life with someone who you weren't like didn't want to fuck their brains out.
No, absolutely not. I'm saying the opposite is true. Anytime, and you know who all these people are, anytime you've seen me head over heels for somebody, that's the thing where I'm like, fuck. Then that's the thing that'll kick it in to where I'm like, okay, now I want to be with this person. Mm-hmm. I'm saying when things are just kind of even like they are and I meet somebody and they're nice and we'd be compatible, I'm like, what's the difference? Like, I have to be like, my head has to want to explode for your pussy for me to able to be like, all right, like,
have fire.
You know, now I'm going to make this effort that I would have made otherwise. Like, I know so many people in these, like, I can't say they're miserable because you don't know what goes on in anybody's house, but it's like, this was the right person and it seemed right. And like, you know, so they go off and get married and have kids. I'm like, it seems so boring and average to me. And I know a lot of relationships get that way anyway. But if I look at everybody in my family, I'm like, how is it possible that like when you were just like, it's time for me to go meet somebody and get married. And then it's like, I feel like they just picked the most convenient person, like picking apart, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they buddied up.
Yeah. 100%.
And it's hard. Like it is hard to deal with like, when the passion is not like fiery, like it was in the beginning, you're like, all right, now what are we doing?
Well, what holds it together otherwise?
Respect, mutual respect.
I understand that.
For each other.
Yeah, but you also need to be able to like, you're also going to fight and you also need to be able to like fuck makeup. And like, there has to be like, you have to have that physical connection is a strong glue. You can, but you understand if you don't have that like, listen, we have a friend in common who's living with this person that they had a baby and they thought come on, I can't say what it is, but it was a disaster.
Yeah.
It's like you have to want to fuck the shit out of the other person, at least in the beginning at some point.
Yeah.
I think we're all in agreement with this, yes? I think we're all saying the same thing.
I think some people don't, maybe if they've never experienced that, they don't think that's necessarily true.
That's
yeah,
nuts
that is
to
nuts
me.
Because like, what the fuck's the point?
That's
Why would I dare spend my time with somebody
who doesn't
excite me?
We all have a high sex drive though. Some people just aren't sexual.
Oof.
I don't think they're listening to the show most likely, that's not true. Every now and then, like we talk about like being like, not interested. Like part of sexuality is the choice to be like celibate for certain periods of life. And there are certainly many people, especially young women, who choose that quite often.
Sure.
And so, I mean, it's part of your sexuality.
I also don't think there's like a woman I know who hasn't like gotten pissed off or hated guys at some point and then tried to be gay and either that like stay that way.
I've never tried to be gay and I hate men.
Yeah, I know you do.
I have tried to be gay.
I had sex last night for the first time in a while.
Oh, that the date that you were said was real.
What? Which one?
You said you were talking about a date on Instagram story and I didn't know if that was a bit or if that was real.
Which one? When did I say it?
On Instagram stories?
Yes.
I said that?
Said daddy has a date tonight to Brutus and you gave him some nourishment bowl.
Someone watches your stories.
You know what? That's right. I did do that.
Wow. Yeah. I always watch your dog stories. I love dog information.
Daddy had a date. Brutus got a nourishment bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, where's that? I'm like, on the little thing you posted on the internet last night.
I don't remember saying the first part about it.
Were you on a sleeping pill?
Oh my God.
You know what? Here's the deal. to be honest with you, I'm always kind of half on a sleeping pill because of how they work. The half-life of these things. I was walking around the other day and I was just like, oh man, I'm like half a zombie. So like I have to get off these. The same way you had a fucking kick Adderall. I have to get off these.
Yeah,
I
just, and then you're
I'm
tired
too
for
wound
a while.
Up, man.
Yeah. I understand.
Corinne's body's not going to build itself, baby. I got
a monitor. Do you still go to the gym a bunch?
Look at me.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I don't go as much as I used to. Okay. I work out more efficiently now. So you have to go less and just get to the point where you're, you gotta stimulate growth and get the fuck out.
How many times a week do you go?
4.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Which I feel like is like.
That's good. That's good, but not like taking over your life.
Not taking over my life. Yeah. If you work out like, there's a rule, there's a thing, no mediocre workouts. So if you work out like really hard to the point where you're like, You and I have worked out before. It's fucking hard.
I love a hard workout. Yeah, you can't, it makes me relax.
Yeah, you can't. You know what's crazy? I drag, like, almost every time I go, I drag myself there where I'm like, I just don't.
Yeah, you I never want to do it.
I used to love to. There's a point of like age thing there where I'm like, I have this tiredness that I haven't had. I have this tiredness and I'm like, all right, just, and the second, once I get started, I leave and I'm like, bang, like I just like, I'm wide awake, I'm alert, I'm present, like that endorphin shit, like I have to, but I'm not, that's what I'm saying. I have to find a balance where it's like, why don't you do this first thing in the morning, Justin? So you feel that way. Like I have to, I don't have good discipline in like a few places that I should.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I don't have good sleep hygiene. I'm like, you know, I'll fucking sleep late if I want to, but I have good habits. They just have to be like restructured. So this is why I need a fucking woman in my life. Like, I'm serious. This is one of the reasons I'm better.
When you say something like that, that bothers me so much though, because it's your mom. She's not your mom.
Who said she's going to?
What?
Are you saying that you will
no,
ask?
No, she's internalizing this. I know what she's doing.
I'm not internalizing this at all.
I'm saying I'm better. When there's a person with me and
to make sure you get up early?
No, I don't need somebody to mommy me.
You just naturally act better when you're with a woman.
I'm just a little bit more stable when I'm in a relationship is what I'm saying. I wasn't saying it's on that person or their duty to take care of me and set my fucking schedule. That's not what I meant. I'm better in those things in a relationship. I just am.
There are certain habits that I will just, I'll automatically like be much better with when I'm in a relationship because I feel it's like a safety thing. So I feel super safe. So I feel like, I have more energy to like do things.
I'm less antsy in a way.
Yeah,
so it's like,
too.
That's my point. Like at night, I'm like, oh shit, we watch this TV show. We go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's nice. A little
like,
routine.
There's a stabilizing aspect to it that like on my own, like I run a little bit fucking.
Same. Yeah.
I run a little wild and I run a little like nuts in my head. It stabilizes me. I don't think that's.
Yeah, some people are like that. I'm like that.
I'm like that.
Yeah.
I don't need a mommy.
Perfect.
Okay. Cool, guys.
You guys are looking at me like I'm going to add something. I'm not going to fight. Okay.
All right.
Sure. It just goes against a lot of things that you've said to me privately.
You can say what I've said privately. Go ahead.
You know, well, I mean, first of all, the companionship. I mean, you literally were like seriously asking me to marry you. And I was like,
yes, I would marry you.
But we're not.
Would you want to marry
her? That's my point.
Listen, that's my point, Justin.
We're not like we're not trying to like fuck each other's brains out. And so that's like it feels yucky for someone to just be like,
I'm half teasing you when I ask that. And you know that 100%.
You're half teasing.
I'm teasing.
But it's 100% teasing. That's the problem.
Corinne, if I wanted to marry you, I would get on a knee and propose to you properly.
And I would say no.
Date first.
So now I'm not asking you if you're going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
Fuck. Really?
Yes,
I hate this show.
And this is what bothers me. Like,
I don't.
Like, I'm fucking teasing you when I say that. And it's my way of also expressing love for you because you know I love you.
Okay. And then, but then when I say, please stop doing that, why do you
wait, when have you ever
it?
Said stop doing that?
Multiple times.
I don't, if you said no, I want this on camera. If you said no, I would stop.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not like you're raping me. It's fine.
Don't rape her.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
No.
That's why I pushed back when you said that you want, when you say companionship, you mean something like earth shattering, because that's just not what you've been past several months.
Absolutely. You are 100% right about that. I'm agreeing with you. If you put those two things together, those do conflict. But when I say that, it's my way of being like teasingly affectionate with you. I don't literally want to put a ring on your
finger. But what's funny about it?
I'm teasing, flirting with you the way I always do.
But then I get annoyed sometimes, and then you.
I didn't know you got annoyed. I know now that you got annoyed.
It's pretty obvious that I was annoyed when I'm like, when I like put up my phone on Do Not Disturb in the middle of a conversation.
I don't feel like you ever do that.
Sometimes phones automatically
do that. I don't feel like you ever do that. You never put your hand.
I'm gonna go now. Bye.
You never say that.
Yes, I never thought to do that.
You never say that. Okay.
Interesting. But I also and it just also made me and I also it felt like you were like stunned that I wouldn't just want this like
Corinne
like safety, and I was like that's not who I am as a person at all.
Corinne, I'm like teasing you when I say that and being affectionate with you.
Okay.
I'm teasing you when I say that and I'm being affectionate
with you. Like not my language though. You're like not speaking my language.
Okay, I apologize. I didn't realize that I honestly didn't realize that bugged you. I thought you took it as like in a complimentary way that I was
that
like telling
also
you
bothers
I,
me that we've been friends
that
for,
I adore you
that we've been friends for so long and you think that that would be complimentary to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because like I don't think of male attention in that way. I'm 38 years old.
No,
it's
I know you don't.
Sad.
I know you don't. But I'm being kind of silly with you.
I just like when people like listen to what I'm saying.
I do. And don't we have? Don't, isn't that 90% of our? Isn't that 90% of our interactions?
No.
Bullshit.
I like talking about dog stuff too.
This is not true. We talk about a lot of things.
Okay.
Okay. I won't say it anymore.
How was your date last night?
I won't say it was actually good.
Yeah. How did you meet this person?
I'm not gonna say who it is.
You don't have to.
I've known her for a
Whoopi
while.
Goldberg.
It was so Whoopi
I
Goldberg.
Love Whoopi. She's an ultimate single lady.
Yeah.
She's really into it.
There have been so many rap songs where they insult her looks.
Really?
She dated Ted Danson.
Yeah, she did.
Dude, young Whoopi Goldberg, that kind of guy.
Ted Danson was the high of the time.
He was. Hairpiece.
They were
in
a really, really long term, like they were in a long term serious relationship. Whoopi Goldberg and Ted Danson.
He's so much
when it comes
than her.
To getting nookie, I'm not a rookie. I got girls that make that bitch Toni Braxton look like Whoopi.
Big L.
Yeah. Yep. Dude. My man.
Yeah. Well, I think that's rude because I love Whoopi Goldberg.
I love her too. I'm just saying it. There's a lot of insulting. She
dated
Ted
Danson. You're not
going to
cast Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, because
in your
she's not
video.
Traditionally feminine. She has a lot of, she kind of had that, dressing in like masculine sportswear or workwear that Diane Keaton would do.
Yeah.
She was into that as well.
I don't remember what Whoopi Goldberg wears.
No, like just like
80s
baggy,
Whoopi
like,
was
pants.
Was
80s Whoopi good looking?
Yeah. Yeah. No, she was on a One Woman show.
She's a bad bitch.
I love Whoopi.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Date was good though.
Date was good. And you've known this person?
Yeah, I've known her and we've always like fooled around a bit, but we've never put the thing in the vajuj. So I was
you went to all the bases except home run.
Yeah. Which by the way,
it's fun.
So fun.
Yeah.
When you gotta go,
you have something to look forward to.
You could that too, but you can do there's so many like fun different things you could do besides that where you're like
I wish I knew to
like that too.
Milk it up until the sex for as long as you possibly can. I wish I knew that.
What do you mean? Like
don't just fuck right away. It's more fun when you wait.
Yeah, but
it's
you
just
know
more
what?
Fun because it's just more interesting.
Yeah, in the heat of the moment, though, good luck.
I know, for sure. That's why it's never happened to me.
I think there are reasons. If I'm remembering correctly, there were reasons why we didn't and did everything else. Not a rash.
I was going to say STI.
What would the reason be?
I can't remember.
Someone's in a relationship and or it feels like not cheating.
I don't know. I can't remember what it was. I can't remember. I can't remember the specifics.
Sometimes if you wait too long, though, you can miss the boat. I've had that happen where it was like very, very like hot and heavy with this guy. We would like make out. You don't want to ruin it by fucking. And then when we finally fucked, it was just like anticlimactic.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, she was in a relationship and then moved away and then came back and I was like, oh, I'd love to see you. And then it was like going back and forth and finally we did. I was like, oh shit, it was really nice to see you.
Very nice to the chef.
It was nice.
How old was she? Is she? Not was she?
Almost 40, late 30s.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
You dated a lot of younger women. Do you notice a difference?
What's the difference?
The last one, I feel like I've not dated a lot.
You date young and your age.
No. Let me say it this way. I fell for somebody who was a lot younger, too young, which ended up being a mistake, which you guys know that story. And the one before.
But you got to tell it.
The one before. No problem. The one before.
This episode is going to be like, we've talked about this before.
No, the one before, I generally wanted to date.
Yeah.
But we were too much. Different coasts.
Yeah.
So that's like, you know, long distance. Yeah. That's just, that shit does not work. I thought you can make it work.
Why wouldn't you just move to California since you want to be there anyway?
Because you choose
New York over that woman though. But that was like a conscious choice.
No, at that point. At that point, I was going back and forth so much that I was like, if I'm on dating apps, I look at like New York and LA because I could kind of go back and forth a bunch.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And I'm like, I would 100% do that. But then that one, I realized like, you know what? It wasn't LA, it was San Diego. So I was like, remember? I was like, shit.
The one that came to my show?
Yeah. I was like, this one
came to the show club with us.
This one just didn't work. And I realized, you know what? That's not the best idea. I thought like, it still might actually. I was like, that one, just San Diego and New York just didn't work for us. It just didn't work for us.
Yeah.
No, the other one was like way too young, but like, forget about her age. There's like women that I've dated. I don't seek out like younger women. I don't like seek it that way. I kind of fall in like the mid-30s, like the friends I have.
I fall in the mid-30s range.
I fall in the 30s range.
Yeah.
How does one fall there?
There's a lot of women. There's a lot of women who are like in their even late 20s who are like, this person is surprisingly mature.
Ooh. Heard this in a Nikki Glaser bit before.
Old soul.
This one was surprisingly immature and ended up being a fucking disaster. So.
Yeah, that sucks.
But that's like
people don't reveal themselves. Actually, it's so funny because I think men, like straight men, reveal themselves pretty early on, and they'll just straight up tell you something that you're like, wait, what? And then you don't believe them, and then it proves to be true. Women, I feel like, will sneak. Like they'll put on their best self.
Sure.
Pretty hard.
You see their representative.
Which is, yeah. Yeah. And it's like, yeah. It's not a good tactic.
No, this was more like, this is what I learned. I was like, when your chemicals fire off, when you get the like chemical attract, like you get that like, when the serotonin and the oxytocin dose just spikes over somebody.
Yeah.
You're not thinking. Clearly. You're like, I can bend myself into these unnatural shapes to fit what this thing that I don't fit into. Yeah. And I was just like, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, I get so driven that I'm like, I know this thing is wrong, but I'm going to try to make this work. I don't do this for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this doesn't, like, there's people who do this and like, they keep going after the same person, and it's a disaster. And they're just like, they never learn the lesson. Like, forget about red flags. Like, forest fires are going off and they never learn a lesson. With me, I'm like, all right, this is not good. This is not healthy. Like, just fucking rip this Band-Aid off. This is going to hurt for a while and just go. I can do that. Like, if there's blood in the water, I can fucking get out of the pool. But
what a metaphor.
I thought it was pretty shitty. I'm on sleeping pills right now. So you understand? But this last one, I'm on sleeping pills right now with Justin Silver. I was just like, all right, dude, this is just not going to work. But I just had that, like, you get that fucking chemical addiction to somebody, which is like, I love that feeling, but I'm like,
I know it's a great feeling.
It is a great feeling.
How
but
do we feel
I'm like,
that
don't
without a person?
Don't structure your life around it, Justin. Yeah. Like, I learned not to make that mistake. What'd you say? How do
just
you what?
So how, like, you know, all the books I've read, like, presumably we can feel that without another person. Like, that's all the energy. Yeah, that's energy that's in us. They didn't put the energy in us. That other person didn't plant energy in our brains. That energy was just lying dormant. It's like, how do you activate that energy without, like, a crush?
I feel that way when I, like, write a good joke or a compliment. Taylor Swift actually on the Grammys last night, she said, like, this is a really, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, but she said, like, this is really exciting, but I feel just as a much of a high.
Yeah, when I write a song, or when I figure out a bridge.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, that. I like that she said that on the mic because I totally agree with her. It's not all about the accolades. It's really like, if you're truly, it's like the creative process.
100%.
Which is a part of life if you're an artist. So.
When you're on stage and you're in this state of flow, it's like there's no other time where, you know how we all get like stage health? You could have like the flu, and if you have to go perform, you're like fine while you're doing it. There's never a time where I'm like more present, where I'm more like in my own skin, where I'm more like not, even though you're doing something that's coming from, not like there's no like there's no self-attention on yourself, because even though you're the one talking, you're trying to connect with everybody in the audience. Like, to me, it's like, if I had to choose that or the best orgasm, I would choose that every time.
I would choose
performing and like that, the feeling of that flow state. I think what you're referring to is like a flow state, I don't know if you're going to feel the same thing you feel when you're just like, I want to fuck the shit out of someone, but there's certainly like, you know, your synaptic connections are firing off at a very positive high level.
Yeah, that is the only other close high I get to that is leaving stage after you just fucking destroyed.
I think we all feel the best. That way.
Yeah, it's almost better than sex, really.
I think,
I never thought I'd ever say anything is better than sex, but
yeah,
it exists.
Yeah, I think, you know, also what I'm saying, part of the reason, like, how, at a certain point, you're like, you've kind of fucked around, like, you fucked enough, like, you've done enough,
right?
Like, all my, listen,
I haven't, but I get that.
I have my little brothers, I have two, like, one of them is like got married so much younger than the other one, and he's always got this like yearning, like, he's like, fuck, I didn't like do the thing, like, I didn't get it out. Like, it's not out of his system.
Mm-hmm. yeah
so I get that, but it's like, you know, I think it's kind of like, you know, like you were saying, like, younger dudes, like, you're just so like driven to like, it's like pack, like consume that I think it's kind of cool when that settles down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I've fucked a good amount.
I've not fucked enough. I've not fucked a lot.
You?
I think I'm good.
Yeah, people really? Like, my number's super low for me.
The quality.
Yeah, I've had great quality, but I want more adventure. I want more, like,
now?
Yeah.
Now you're in a committed thing.
Yeah, but I mean, you could still experience adventure in a committed thing.
Yeah, Justin, you can experience an adventure in a committed thing.
Yeah.
That's the
experience
point. Like,
convention. What is it? What's the word? What's the line?
Adventure.
What's the line?
Experience convention? Adventure in a committed thing.
Yeah.
Go on a date with another couple and talk about fucking
experience
in front of each other.
Adventure in a committed
I said it again because I think maybe that's not the way you're looking at a relationship. So
what, like an open relationship? You mean like that?
Not necessarily open. I'm not into open relationships.
So like, yeah.
I think I want to put a woman in a fucking cage and then they hand her my phone and be like, make my schedule, then make dinner. What the fuck?
It's like, everything will be better when I have a wife. And it's like, I don't know what it will be.
Wait, whoa. Did those words, everything will be better when I have a wife?
I didn't say that you said that.
I don't even think that.
No, but even like, but it's like, so do you think like, you're kind of like, I'm done fucking, time to get married. And I think that is,
I think that's a sentiment that
many people share. And I think it's unfortunate.
That's not what I'm saying. Let me
you're done chasing pussy.
I'm done chasing pussy to be like, let me get this one, then the next one. The next thing I like, I'd be like, I'd love to have somebody that I'm crazy about and also want to like spend a lot more time with and give a shit a lot more about than their fucking vagina.
I want to chase one lady.
That's what
pussy.
I'm saying. Like, I'm like, I'd be good in a committed relationship, but yes, I have to want to fuck the shit out of that person. Yeah. And that's not like a common thing to find. I don't understand.
No,
like,
really?
That's why I think like to what I was saying before, I was like, so many friends or people in my family are like, okay, it's time to do this now. I'm like, oh my God, magically that person just showed up in the year you decided it. I'm like, or did you fucking settle a little bit? Like, I don't want to settle. Otherwise I'll always be looking over their shoulder.
Settling sounds terrible.
I still have a sex drive. It's just not
I think, though, that
so insane as it was. That's what I'm saying.
People that don't mind settling because they don't care about that part, they probably do get like a lot more done.
Listen, how many people do you know? And this baffles me, where they say like, oh, I've never really been like in love with anyone. I go, you never loved anybody? It's like they've never had like that head over heels.
That's
like
wild.
Feeling of lust and like I'm like, that's how like is that I fucking feel. Possible?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know there's people who like will tell you they've never they've been in their mid 30s or 40s say like they've never been in love.
Yeah, but
I'm like, how is that possible?
Well, I have a theory that some people don't have a soulmate, so that's how that's possible.
Can I get
or their soulmate is not a romantic person. Their soulmate's a friend or an animal or a person in their family.
Wait, yeah. So I'm sorry, I missed that.
I said I think some people don't have a soulmate.
Yeah, but
and especially not maybe not a romantic soulmate.
How many times in your life have you had like you've been crazy about somebody?
And had
great sex with them. How many times?
So many times.
Crazy and great sex, like four.
Can you be crazy about somebody you don't have great sex with?
I was just sort of like,
yeah.
You know. I guess you could. Yeah. I mean, that's been
what a tragedy.
Probably like I would say even if we're talking about like short versions of this that have not worked and lasted like 4 months or something, I would say like six times I felt that.
Yeah.
It's just odd to me that there's people who like
have never
they're married to somebody and they're like, no, I love him. And yes, we have said they seem I'm like, what are you, a fucking robot?
I think they're just looking for something else.
Also, too, suburb life and city life are just so different. Your options are so much smaller.
That's
than I feel like when
thing.
You live in the suburbs and you find someone kind of like remotely a good option, maybe you get more excited than you normally would because you're like, I got a husband.
What's it called? It's called like option paralysis.
Well, that's the problem with
it's
us.
Option paralysis.
Within the city, we have too many options. So
too
like,
many options.
We're we'll never be satisfied. We always think we can get someone better and then you're dead.
And you know what? You just articulated perfectly the thing that I was, you said it the way I was thinking of it earlier. Perfectly.
Yeah.
Now we're not fighting anymore.
You know what? I believe one, there's a dating expert who talks about this a lot. I believe it's Patty Stanger who talks about it a lot. But yeah, it's like you have to, at a certain point, it's not settling. You just have to decide this is the person who I'm going to make it work with. And I'm not going to keep asking myself, is there someone better?
Right.
You know?
I think also, but on a subconscious level, like if you think about like, okay, you live in New York City and now you add these dating apps in where it's like literally you're looking at somebody and in a second you're going, you're either swiping to the left or swiping to the right.
Yeah,
and you're projecting
well,
these
that's
ideas.
That's why I don't go on there. Yeah.
Right. But you could also understand how that like it still affects your it still affects your subconscious somehow. If you like are on dating apps, even if you're not actively doing it, you're like, there's just people, there's images passing.
Yeah.
You don't know any of these people. Like how many people has it been like, you know, like the, what you think they're like is not what they're like. And then you're like, I didn't think I could ever fall for this person. Or even if it's like a friendship, like I would hang out and be this close to this person. They're not my type of person. We're like, oh shit. Like we just happen to be great together, whether it's like romantically or in a friendship or in a bit, whatever it is. And I just think like it's between living in New York City, between being also performers who are in front of people a lot and you had dating apps, you're like, it just makes like, it's this option paralysis. Like when they show you like 100 versions of your headshot, you can't pick which one. If I showed you three, you could easily pick it. It's like that same thing.
Yeah.
So I think I've definitely that's when you're in the suburbs,
that.
Like that's
and
definitely.
I think normal easier. Humanity experiences option paralysis with so many things. And then when you're in the city, you experience it with people. And that's like, oh, fuck,
yes.
We're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you have to like for me, option paralysis is like, do you want to go with hottest? Do you want to go with most reliable? Do you want to go with smartest, most interesting? Like very few people possess all those qualities. So then you go, which was the one that I'm going to want to like deal with
be around later?
Go give me your order then.
I don't know it. I just haven't been thinking very much about it. I just like kind of like took dating off the table and things have been much better. It's just not not interesting.
It's a lot
to me.
Of fucking effort.
It's just, I just don't want it bad enough. And there's so many other things I really want badly that I want to put my energy into.
Yeah. I'm in the same position with it. But there's this voice in my head that's like, you know, it's just like what you said, what Patty Stanger says is like, you know, you're thinking like that. And then before you know it, I'm like, oh shit, Justin, your hair finally did turn gray. Like you gotta, you know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah, but for me, if I never end up with anyone, I'm fine with that.
I know you are like that.
Yeah, but like think about like, you know, being like old and then living by yourself. Like you got money.
I have this.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
I would want animals, but I don't need humans.
Well, we're going to start a dog shelter.
I know.
Serious. I'm not even joking about this.
No. Everything else was a joke, but that was serious.
No, I have this fear. I have this thing called like a... this is like this looming thing that I have, like city rats, like those people who live in like rent stabilized apartments in New York.
Yeah.
They're like single people. They're in their like 60s.
And oh,
like,
60s.
They've
yeah.
always kind of, and they're like, I think like the way I think about
I love
it,
those
I think
people.
About
they
their,
wear cool eyeglasses.
I 60s think, also isn't old.
I know that. Yeah. I'm just telling you how YMCA. I see it. I'm telling you how I see this in my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have like
racquetball.
They have the old cabinetry in their apartment. Oh, and, yeah. and there's like, I've been in their house and their house is like, there's like old furniture. There's like papers everywhere. Like their apartment looks like the corner of the studio over here. And you're just like, oh my God, like that. This is what happens when you just like, you're too alone in New York. They become city rats. And I'm like,
you need to do a spring cleaning.
Yeah, that's a choice. Justin, that's a choice. Because
you understand what I mean by that?
I share the fear. Okay, I really do. That, I completely get it.
Yeah, like there's those people who live in my building. I'm like, do you fuck anyone? Or it's like, they have the old computer.
They're usually very interesting, though. Those people are usually very interesting. And those are the kind of people where you're going to get like a I once hung out with Andy Warhol story from.
Yeah.
Pretty much all the people with the piles of papers have hung out with Andy Warhol.
Maybe. I mean,
I've just met anytime I see someone with an apartment like that, they always have an Andy Warhol story. And I live for an Andy Warhol story.
Have I met Andy Warhol?
No.
He died.
Right.
Right.
He died in like 1987. Yeah. So I don't know. You didn't know. So to answer your own question, Justin, no, you didn't meet Andy Warhol.
Here's the problem.
Unless you were like 12.
Here's the problem. Do sleeping pills make you hallucinate a little bit?
And then you think you met Andy Warhol.
Sometimes sometimes I walk around going, sorry, I can't hang out right now. I got to go meet Andy Warhol.
But also, sorry. Andy
like,
Warhol.
What? I'm like, pop, dude, these pills, I can't sleep. I'm hanging out with Andy Warhol.
See, that's what I'm talking about, though. Like, I like someone like Andy Warhol. Like, it's like not necessarily the most attractive person, but it's a memorable person.
You're
going
to,
I think he's kind of cute, actually, but he's going to stick out. Like, you're going to stick out.
He's
I just think it's
weirdo.
So much more interesting to stick out.
Sure.
Than to be conventionally attractive. I love someone who sticks out. Who dresses differently? Who pierced up their face?
Like
put
a Chloe
Sevigny
gap
type.
Tooth.
Well, I love a gap tooth.
I'm talking about men. I'm kind of down
tooth.
On Chloe right now.
You're like, I have a gap tooth. It's small.
Do you?
I got rid of it.
Don't.
I used to have a huge one.
Yeah, you have a good tooth.
It's kind of
you have a good tooth.
No, like this.
You got one.
I like the space in the teeth.
I used to have a big space, like a Madonna.
Sandra Bernhardt has a nice big one too.
Yeah, Sandra's got a good
one. She lives down the block
from
me.
I know where she lives. I've been to her apartment. I used to work for her manager.
Really?
So I've delivered scripts there.
I've delivered a script once and she said, leave it on the floor. And I said, okay. I thought it was going to meet you.
Yeah.
She's a busy lady.
Sandra.
Got to read scripts.
Yeah.
I have to go to LA. And I was just like, oh, I should definitely get on this. The Raya app is bananas.
Well, I bet it's popping in LA.
Have you ever seen? It's popping everywhere.
These are the most attractive men.
I went on it to see his famous on there.
You.
I met an ex-boyfriend on there. What are you telling me?
What are the guys? No, I'm saying.
I saw Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see everybody.
Fucking dimples. Oh, my God.
Those people aren't really connecting with anyone, though.
I know.
Because they're just on there. My ex-boyfriend matched with Scary Spice. And I was like, do it. Do it. And he was like, but we're dating. I go, do it. Call her up right now.
But we're dating.
I go, that's not, this is an order. We don't need to talk about these little details.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule release to learn more.
what's her name from Uncut Gems? Julia, what's her last name?
Julia Fox.
So like my friend Jane wanted to hook me up with her like a few years ago. Oh, Julia Fox. And then I matched with her on Raya like recently. And I was just like, I remember when she was telling me about it. I'm like,
this is
too much heat. This is too much. Like
she's a little weirdo, but
that
I
would
like
be way
it.
Too much. I could never.
When she came out with that like fucking raccoon eyeliner, though. I was like, I think she's hot, but like, goddamn, she was so hot in that movie.
She was so fucking hot in that movie.
Yeah, it was so wild. Distracting how hot she was.
It really was.
But then like,
I was like, who is this?
Yeah, she doesn't.
She's not in that way hot in that way. But like, she's so weird and dresses so and her makeup.
Wait, she's
so
not
weird.
Hot in what way?
Like she's not that in the Uncut Gems way.
I feel like
she's not.
No, because she did some stuff to her face.
I like her now.
I like filler, and she changed her face a little bit. But
well,
I think
makeup's super weird. Yeah, she's a weirdo.
That's what Jane told me. She was like, and she sounds.
She seems fun.
No. That's like she, but that's like too much.
She dated Kanye.
It's like that. Like she. That's like too much. She's like too.
I like that on this episode, Justin's talking himself out of dating Julia Fox as if it's on the table.
No, I'm telling you, it was on the table. That's what I was trying to explain to you before.
No, what I'm trying to explain to you is that plenty of people match with these big celebrities. They never actually meet up.
That's not what I'm telling.
I've never once heard a story.
You never heard that. I'm telling you, my friend Jane wanted to hook me up with her because they worked together. And then she's like,
but did Jane tell Julia?
Yes, I'm saying. But I was like, this is a. She's like, oh, I showed her your picture. I told you she would. She would love to go out. And I was like, this is like, we never met. I was like, this is like a little too much.
You
like,
got to try that.
Explained,
for the
no
story.
Fucking way.
You're
the
comedian, Justin.
What would the story be? I didn't feel like, I would not feel comfortable. I wouldn't feel comfortable.
You
went on a
date with the Uncut Gems girl.
I wouldn't feel comfortable. I just wouldn't. That would be a little bit too much. It just feels Uncut like Gems? A little too much.
Is
and
it because she's
mean
too famous
a,
for you?
No, I don't mean from like a fame factor. She seems like,
she does seem like a lot.
She seems like a lot and a handful and a fucking,
Len's favorite phrase, a handful.
Certainly a handful. A bastard. A bit of a bastard.
Has a woman ever called a man a handful?
Of course.
I'm going to start.
There are men that are handfuls for sure.
Yeah, hey, but wait, I don't hear it.
I got a handful for you right here. Get it?
Yeah.
That means I have a big penis. That means I have a big penis.
I thought you meant you were going to punch me in the face.
Come on. You guys know I'm just joshing.
Just joshing?
I have an ex who's a handful for sure.
Which
I don't know
one?
If I've ever described him as such, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a little
what
too
do you,
much.
Are, what do you look for in a lady?
Not Julia Fox.
No,
no,
not a handful.
Uncut Gems.
He wants Cut Gems.
I love a fucking...
Just Cut Gems.
I do like a fucking hottie patati. I have to like...
Ooh,
groundbreaking.
Unique.
I do like a hottie patati.
So you like a hot...
I love a chick with I love a chick who like with calluses on her hands from weightlifting.
Whoa, those are two different women. Those
but
are
I,
two
no, it's not.
Different women.
I also, but I like a. I need a nurturer. I like also creative people.
Creative, hot
I don't, like,
nurturer.
I got a colonoscopy the other day.
How was it? Were you passed out for it or no?
So I was like, I asked my doctor out. Afterwards.
Are you
serious? I go, the anesthesiologist.
Justin.
The anesthesiologist.
So
I go,
you did get knocked out for it.
We did, but we were teasing and being funny and flirty like before it. And then I was like, I noticed Dr. Greenbaum doesn't have a ring on her finger. And they go, no, she doesn't. She goes, can you call her back in here, please? So I'm like, Dr. Greenbaum, I know she don't have a ring on your finger. She goes, I'm your doctor. I go, I'm your doctor. I was like all fucked up on what do they give you? But those are great. I got to start taking those.
Nitrous oxide.
No. They knock you out. They give you the Michael Jackson shit. Oh. Then I asked her out. I was like, you know what? I was like, doctor, you were inside of me.
Did you say that to her?
Yeah, but we were teasing. Like, I was cool.
That's sexual assault.
I'm not fucking charming and know how to handle myself in a social situation.
No, then when you were inside of me.
Then when she told me, she's like, you can get dressed now. I just dropped the fucking robe off in front of her. Ugh.
That's assault.
No, it's not.
Harassment.
They drugged me.
Wait, did
me.
That really happen?
Yeah.
You said you've been inside me?
Yeah, I was joking. We were joking around the whole time. Like at one point, I asked her, like, you know when they put the heart rate monitor thing on you?
Yeah.
I go, what's my heart rate at? And she goes, 50. She goes, is it because you're an athlete? Like we were like teasing like that. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Well,
and then it started
that
spiking.
That wasn't sexual, though.
No, she was. I'm telling
that was
you.
A medical question.
You don't think I know how to read a fucking room?
No, sometimes, no. I think you know how to read a room from when you were a boy.
No. Because the nurse was just like, yeah, you should ask her. Like, she's
the nurse. No, nurses.
Was the nurse a man?
On our friendship, yes. The nurse was a female, obviously. And she used to work at Caroline's.
Obviously.
She used to work at Caroline's.
Men can't be nurses, Corinne.
Wait, what do you mean?
Wait, so she used to work at Caroline's. Now she's a nurse. Now I'm concerned for that the health department.
The nurse used to work at Caroline's. Then I said, go call Dr. Greenback. I know she's single.
Closed.
She goes,
she's
yes.
Like, I guess I'll get into nursing. I guess she's going to get into nursing.
She said, yes, ask her out. And then I did. And then she's like, you can ask me in 24 hours when you're not under influence. I'm like, I'm clear headed. I'm asking you.
Well,
but I don't think I'd be good with an anesthesiologist. I think I'd be fucking bored.
Oh, you don't know that.
Yeah, she did say
so
that.
So Julia Fox is too much. An anesthesiologist is not
little.
Enough.
Yeah.
Who's in the middle?
You're like the princess
you know
of the
what?
Pea.
You see what I'm saying? This is the problem.
Yeah.
This is the problem.
Is
like
you.
An anesthesiologist. No shit. No shit. An anesthesiologist is not enough.
See, I think that's
Julia Fox
cool.
is too much.
That's Justin's memoir. An anesthesiologist is not enough.
That's really
that's
funny.
That's a good album title, actually.
An anesthesiologist yeah. is not enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, and so
I want you to go out with Julia Fox. So
No. I'm telling.
I want you to text us.
I would
where you're
she's
going.
Wild.
So
I
want
to go out with her.
I don't yeah. listen.
Ashe bye.
Let me tell you, she. That's just too much. It's like I'd be so. I feel like
it's fun.
Yeah, but it's that's what I'm saying. I've dated like chicks who are like a little high profile like that. I have a little high profile like that, and you're like this. Make it just like makes me uncomfortable. She seems like such an attention seeker. And
yeah,
in a way, but like
you and me and all of us.
No, you too. But you, I would no, both of you. I would not. No.
Yeah,
she seems
our
like
careers.
She seems like so much. She seemed. Do you get what I'm saying, dude? Doesn't she seem like
she
like,
acts weird for attention? And I'm for that.
I mean, if it's this Julia Fox performer. Specifically, yeah, I could see that being a difficult.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot.
A
of
handful
heat.
Is
but
not
I think
a stretch.
A lot of people like that in general, men too, like famous men of that level. Tend to be more single because I think
you're a lot.
The stage is not big enough for two people.
But Bobby Kelly has that great thing. He's like one headshot per relationship.
Right.
I get that.
Yeah. You don't have to. I mean,
no,
I'm in a
like
two headshot relationship.
I like that we've brought that up many times on this show, but Bobby Kelly didn't coin that phrase. You know that, right? That's
he's
like
just
a
the person. He's the person
phrase.
I heard it
okay.
from. He's
yeah.
the person I heard it from.
Okay. Yeah.
Bobby Kelly said it first. No, he's the person I heard it from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know who originated it, but I feel I don't want it.
Going off of the anesthesiologist is too boring. Like, I feel like you need somebody fun.
That's what I'm, yeah, I need somebody fun, but not
you're
Julia
like
Fox fun. Julia well, Fox is yeah. like, Julia Fox is like a souped up Lamborghini. Like, give me like a sport car here. That's not, that's like
more
too
of a
fast. She's too fast.
A Miata.
That's too much. I don't know about a Miata. Mm.
Julia Fox has Porsche. A kid too.
Does
you
she,
know that?
Yeah. Does she
oh,
really?
She does?
Mm-hmm. She has a kid? She's a mom? How old's her kid?
I don't know.
Stepdad to a kid? Get that's this anesthesiologist
Julia.
In the mix?
Would you date a woman with a child? That'd be fun. I've never done it. That'd be fun. To
I don't
date a
know.
Guy with a kid.
I don't know. Here's what I think about. You think about like... Because
then you're not going to be the number one priority, but that's kind of relaxing.
But here's what I think about. I think about like...
No, she's 34.
The dude...
Oh, she's all right.
She's 34? Julia Fox is 34?
Yeah, and then...
The father, you're like, how is there like... What's this relationship going to be like? You
right.
and like the dad? Sometimes
right.
I know a lot of like stories where you're like, ugh, this, I love like my stepson's
father. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
The kid's like three. He was born in 2021.
Oh. Wait, is it Kanye's
kid? It's Kanye, huh?
No, it's not Kanye's kid.
Years ago.
It's, she was married in 2018 for a short
what's his
spell,
name? I'll fucking kill him.
To a private pilot named Peter Artemiev.
Yes.
Who I'd asked Peter if he's ever seen a UFO.
That.
Their divorce was finalized in July 2020. They resided together in Yorkville, Manhattan. Their son, Valentino, was born on January 17th, 2021. Fox announced the birth on February 14th.
That kid's name even sounds too hot.
Yeah, Valentino. That sounds like a lot. That's like an
Valentino
extra name.
Fox?
Valentino
have you ever
Fox.
Dated a famous
well,
person?
Well, it'd be Valentino.
The dad's.
Yeah, Artemiev.
Dated?
If a woman
a
wanted
lot.
To marry you and you wanted to marry her, but she didn't want to take your last name, what are your thoughts on
I would
that?
Prefer she do not take my last
Ooh.
Name. Like you're two individuals.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
I'm not
there
into
you
that
go.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like unless she was like, I really like your last name. Can I be blank my last name? I'd be like, you could do whatever the fuck you want, but I wouldn't be like, you have to walk around with my brand on you.
Yeah. It's a weird thing.
Like fucking stamp her ass like a horse. I'm like... And then get back in your cage and run my schedule. Like Corinne thinks I need.
Make me soup.
I don't know what, I don't know what she's talking
you're,
about.
The man doth protest about. Too much.
I don't know what you're talking about. Have I ever dated? I've been with famous people. I've never like long-term dated famous people.
Yeah, it's fun.
Is it?
Not to I've never dated a famous person, but I've been with them.
Some thrill. Are.
That's why I'm like, how are you not trying to bang Julia Fox?
I just feel like it's like too much.
It's just so interesting. Like, I like fucking people Because I'm like, this would be interesting. I don't know what it's going to be like.
You don't have, yeah, but you're on the other side of the masculine feminine energy thing where you don't have like the fucking male ego where you feel threatened by things like women making more money than you and things like that, the way we do. Like, you know, like we have, yeah, I'm not Julia's saying, I'm not saying.
Of, she's too big of a, her light is too bright.
It's too, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have
it. Want to date a woman who makes more money with
you? We just wanted you to admit it on the mic.
That one.
We know, that, we know the problem.
Why wouldn't I admit that?
I don't know.
That wasn't necessarily what I was thinking about with her. No. Would I date somebody who made more money than me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's like, I don't think it's necessarily like the dollar amount. Like sometimes you don't fit with someone whose lifestyle if they make so much more
money
than
they
you.
Could do
but
other
you
things.
Both make more money than me. Like, if, you know, if I
well,
would
there
date
some
either
people
one of
who
you.
Are rich who like make it like they like live in a different universe. And yeah. No matter how much money I had, I
they
don't want to live in that universe. Yeah. I don't think it's fun. Well, I would love to have a driver. But other than that,
yeah,
I just Winston.
I just don't want to be.
I'm ready.
Because Winston? Then you can do stuff in the back of the car name. When yes. someone's driving you. It's
right.
Like,
yeah.
It's
well,
just,
honestly,
you
I
could also take
about
an
that.
Uber and
I'm
do
like,
the
man,
same thing, correct?
I'll be so much quicker.
I did. I do.
Yeah, she does. I spend a lot of time in my car and I'm like, whenever I do take an Uber, which is rare, I'm like, oh my God, I got all this time to answer emails? Fuck.
Yeah.
It's like an office. It's like an office.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to rehearse in the
yeah.
Uber on the way to
the thing. You do a lot of stuff when you're being driven around.
Well, that's what we used to do when we would go to LA all the time. You would drive, but then I would do all
right,
the respond
emails
to
stuff.
All the yeah. emails for guys. We
that's the best
stuff.
when someone's drive when you're on the road and it's a road gig that you can drive to here, and you bring somebody that can drive. That's
yeah.
the best time to like prep shit because you're like, there's an immediacy to it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Oh shit, I got to get these.
Yeah,
I got to get these. But no, would I date somebody who made more money than me? Yeah, unless it was just like
unless it was too much.
Unless it was too much and it was like interfering. Like she's like, well, you know.
Why can't you buy these Louis for me?
Would you go on a vacation that she paid for?
Oh.
Here's the thing. My instinct, and let me really clarify this.
Sure.
My instinct is to first say no, that would not make me comfortable.
Okay.
But then I'm like, wait a second. You say things when you're looking at things from a distance in terms of these like preferential like checklist that you have. Like yeah. my preferences would be no, but like when I'm in LA, I stay with my friend Whitney and like there's so many times where it's just like I'm staying at her house and I totally feel comfortable with her and like, you know what I mean? Like when it's an individual and you guys, you don't know how you would feel with that specific individual.
Right.
But like, would my preference be that? No, my preference would be like, I like to be a bit of a caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean like in such a traditional way where it's like the woman never puts her hand in her pocket, then you're like also like blowing out their light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to let like them take care of you also because people like to do that. You know what I mean? People like to love you back.
Right. But what if she wants to go on a vacation that she can
right.
easily afford and you can't? And so like you don't want to, she's not going to want to like downgrade to the kind of vacation that you want to,
right.
that you can afford.
Right. So what I'm saying is those all become like,
cause like that's my thing. My thing is like, right. When people feel uncomfortable, if I'm going to pay for a vacation, I go, I hear you, but I go, please know this is really for me.
I understand that.
And I'm just, you're just coming along. And I'm like, I don't want to go to a lesser place to make you feel comfortable when I've worked really hard and I can afford to go
yeah,
to
that,
this
yeah,
place.
It's individual to individual. Like if I imagine myself being your boyfriend, you said that just like that, I'd be like, yeah, that's of course.
Yeah.
But
and it's more fun to go with someone.
Being, yeah. Otherwise you're being like, you're kind of like, can you get over your own shit? And like,
yeah.
then you're like not
like,
being
why
present because
be
you can't get over your old shit.
Yeah.
That's like that to me is like, that would be like, you're more affected than you are, you know.
Right, because I don't expect anything in return except for the person to have a good time. My favorite is when
good
you pay
attitude.
For something and then someone complains. I go, for the free trip you're on?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's ballsy.
Yeah, it would be another thing if like, you know, there's plenty of women who would also do that. And then, and I'm not saying you're this type at all, but there are plenty of women who would do that and men probably that would do that and then throw it back in your face. Like, oh yeah, when I, you know, we all know materialistic yeah. like dickheads and cunts that would both do that kind of thing and throw it back in someone's
well,
face.
Well, because some
we
people
that.
Weaponize
correct.
Like a finance, you know,
yeah,
and use sure. it to keep people in abusive situations.
Right. So when you ask me that, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like looking at it at a distance. I'm like, ooh, but the thing you'd have to be careful of is someone weaponizing that thing. And then I'm like, wait a second, you wouldn't date somebody who did that anyway. So,
right.
you know,
yeah.
so the answer is, yeah, I wouldn't, that probably wouldn't get in my way, although it wouldn't be like, my preference wouldn't be, you know, there's dudes, I find this so weak. There's dudes who it's like, they want like a sugar mama. They're like, I want a woman who, like, I'd love to date a rich chick. So I'm like, how could you, like, how?
My
how, like that, that's so like emasculated. That's like it's so like weak.
I don't like it when either gender wants to just date a sugar mama or a sugar daddy.
Me
it
neither.
Just see, I don't like, I don't like that.
What's the
I don't
fun
get it.
In it?
Well, the fun is you don't got to work and get to do nice things all the time.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the fun.
That doesn't sound fun. Don't gotta worry. You
sounds
just
a little
nothing.
Fun now. I'm tired.
It sounds like a vacation, but like I can't go like on a tropical vacation 5-6 days max. Or else I'm bored as fuck. Like I just feel like I would be bored. But
I can't just like. Can you just like lay on the beach all day? Can you do that?
No, I need to do stuff.
For a couple days, I could do it.
Couple days max.
Maybe one.
Yeah, the sun's so good for you. Yeah, if you don't have, especially when you don't have it ever.
Yeah, that's true. Justin, where can we find you online? What would you like to promote?
I've got a bunch of road. I'll just here. My Instagram page is at I am Justin Silver on all social media platforms. And I also have this cool dog charity thing that I do called Funny for Fido. And you can see all the cool stuff we do to throw comedy benefits to raise money for homeless animals. As Corinne just joined me on, and we raised a bunch of money. So yeah. just those two social media platforms, and you'll find everything else from there.
Yay.
All right. Thank you so much for the return of Justin Silver. This has been Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday. Thank you. Bye.
Take Lunesta.
Guys We Fucked is presented by Luminary. Created and hosted by Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson. Editing and music coordination by Mike Coscarelli. Theme song by Rob Patterson and Jake Kozen.
Suck my wet ass pussy.
Christina said to cut that before, but now it's in there.
Yeah, let's keep it. Who cares?
T'as toujours voulu plus, plus grand, encore plus haut, tu laisses le reste. Laisse tout le reste derrière. Ça veut. Tu dis que le temps fait bien et les choses. S'il y a une chose que j'ai, c'est que le temps seul il les fera pas pour toi. Quand je te dis que ça va, c'est que ça va. Crois-tu vraiment? Place pour ceux de l'autre bord. Comment tu fais pour repartir et revenir en même temps, les deux en même temps? C'est comme ça se fait qu'on cherche toujours à se retrouver à l'endroit même où notre boussole a perdu le
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over.
Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.